A plan for community catch share programs in fisheries nationwide was unveiled in Washington, D.C. by a panel of fishermen and environmentalists this morning. Brought together by EcoTrust, an environmental investment think tank based in Oregon, the panel sought to present a framework on how communities can benefit from catch share fisheries management. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
A catch share program is one that takes a public resource, such as the fish in the sea, and gives individuals, cooperatives, communities, or other entities the exclusive right to catch them. It's been implemented with mixed results in Alaska. While some might argue the Bering Sea crab fishery is safer after it was rationalized, those who were left without a job because of quota consolidation might contend it's only safer because scores of boats and hundreds of fishermen have been excluded from it. NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco, a former Pew Fellow, has pushed regional fishery councils to consider catch shares wherever possible. EcoTrust is recommending a catch share system where communities are given the quota to various fisheries to split up among its resident fishermen. Paul Parker, the director of the Cape Cod Fisheries Trust, was one of the panelists at the announcement.
We see quota very similarly, which is that it's very difficult for small-scale fishermen, especially new entrants in our community, to afford to own quota on their own. And we've seen that historically in a lot of different catch share systems around the world. And so by having community-owned quota that's owned in trust for the long haul, that's accessible to those fishermen, we think we can put a major stopgap in the way of some of the social concerns that people have raised about catch shares.
Teresa Peterson is from a Kodiak fishing family. She says divvying up quota so that there are not absentee owners or excessive consolidation will be a challenge.
We've seen how difficult it is to modify things. I think if we can put our fishing communities first and foremost right up alongside the resource, then our odds are going to go way up in our designs.
Bering Sea crab rationalization also brought with it processor quota shares, which dictate how much poundage fishermen must deliver to different processors. It created winners and losers in communities that got more or less crab to process than before rationalization. Astrid Scholes of EcoTrust says there may be ways to include processors in the community shares program.
We at EcoTrust are working with several community fishing associations that are contemplating business models that bring processors to the table, which may seem like a heretical thing to say. And yet, when you look forward in the industry, when you look ahead to future generations and creative approaches to resilient communities, there are some interesting ways to go.
The full report is available online at ecotrust.org. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.